because as we have identified, then this would be an element of exacerbating the prevalence of eutrophication in our workforces as far as the phosphate-based fertilizers are concerned. And we're working in that space as well to target that, to reduce that, to ensure that we make a difference in that aspect as well. However, in terms of jacking up our national microbial monitoring program, we also trust that we will then be able to pinpoint furthermore areas as far as that type of pollution is concerned, but also in addition to the fact that we also have to look at the salts that is being brought by agricultural into the system, by also ensuring that we can promote more water use efficient ways of irrigation, because flood irrigation has been found to be one of the, not only from a water use efficiency point of view, the less effective one or less efficient one, but also as far as pollution point of view, that is pollution point of view, also highly contributing to the point of pollution as well. So these are the areas that we're also working with and organized agriculture on, Honorable Chair. I will pause on this. Thank you.
Leonardo?
Jefferson?
I thought you would also...
Honorable Chair, can you...
Yes, I thought you would also link your answers to what I raised earlier, because I had you presenting in the DPSA and even in the seminar of the minister, the need for us to allow that public-private intervention on our work to do. How do we link those inputs that you made with the plan that you are now putting forward here? Are they related to one another? If yes, how?
Honorable Chair, that yes, definitely. You are correct. Apologies for that. There is a definite link between the approach of, because we, as a department, we have identified that there are areas in terms of where us as a department, the public sector as far as municipalities are concerned, can also benefit from partnerships with our private sector. Because we have a joint objective in terms of quantity and quality, to have water to our availability to, from an industrial point of view, a commercial point of view, to grow the economy, but also from a human and a social point of view for the primary purpose as far as human needs are concerned. And therefore, we are going into the point of also taking hands with the private sector. So it's not that we are starting to do it now, it's already started, perhaps without us in certain areas informally as well. But we are now formalizing under the leadership of the minister. We have started taking hands with the private sector. There's already examples being used, as I can say, in Solplaiki, where beef master, which is an agricultural development downstream, or rather upstream from Solplaiki, that has already taken hands with the local municipality to ensure that they can also improve the waste treatment as far as the homegrown waste treatment is concerned in Solplaiki. So there are other areas that we are now also exploring into. The Northern Cape will be the one that the minister is targeting first, but it's already started conversation also in the Free State, the North West. The FOPO is already one element as well, and has already also had a conversation in the Nelson Mandela Bay area as well. So, Honorable Chair, yes, from that perspective, as far as the private sector is concerned, we will definitely link the two, because it's not only about water quantity. Yes, we want everybody to have access to water, but we also want a safe environment, and that is where the element of wastewater will definitely be addressed. But as far as the agricultural pollution point is concerned, we've already had conversations with our organized agriculture as well. We deem that to be part of our plan as far as this public-private collaboration is concerned, to ensure that we improve the environment, both quantity and quality-wise, as far as all resources are concerned. Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Chairperson, I stopped you. You wanted to say, make a follow-up. Can we have that?
Jay, I think my point has been raised. Thank you very much.
Okay. Is there anyone who wanted to say something before we give the minister, the deputy minister, to close?
Chairperson, there was just one question that was not addressed. I can just do that very quickly. That is the one about hydropower, Chairperson.
Okay.
I did speak to it, Chair.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
We are going that route to actually use and produce our own energy as part of reducing our cost, but also ensuring our systems are running.
Yeah, but I mean, so only one wanted to give a perspective of an administration point of view.
No, we're giving it from the point is that we're moving ahead with that thing that members have told us to do. And it's the right thing to do.
What did you say? What about don't do that?
Chairperson, I just wanted to highlight a few options that are already being implemented. We jointly plan some of these pump storage schemes that Eskom does for their electricity generation. That helps us to pump up water from one catchment to the other. An example is in the Drakensberg, where we have the Tugela van scheme, where we pump water from Woodstock into the Sterkfontein Dam. Part of the water is then used by Eskom to generate electricity, but most of the water then stays up in the Sterkfontein Dam for utilization in the valve system. We also have those that are interested in installing small hydro in existing dams, as well as dams that are being planned. A good example would be that currently at Harib and Vanderkloof, we have hydro stations installed, and they utilize the water releases from those dams for downstream users to generate electricity. The Mzimvubu scheme, the Laleni scheme is mainly to generate hydro, which improves the economics of the project. Thanks, Chairperson.
No, thanks. I think it now put into operation the political mandate from Marshall. It does not contradict the fact that indeed, from a policy point of view, you have already taken a decision. But he's just giving us more information as to where you are already starting to do things and where there's purpose. And I think it's important that we get that.
Chair.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think you asked a very pertinent question, which I am not sure if it's well responded. How do we take this program to the communities as Parliament and as portfolio committee members? This is a very important, comprehensive, broad plan that is presented to us, and it's creating a lot of expectations from us on how the department wants to take the department to. I wish we could get a clarity on the implementation of all these strategies. How do we tailor them down to go to the communities or to be programmatized for us to understand and be bold about this plan that is presented to us? I think it's a way, a methodology to help us understand it more in the practical sense of implementation towards making our community to be excited as we are excited. I don't want to lie. I'm excited about this comprehensive plan, but it's not comprehensive plan that is going to give people water. Programmatizing the program, how is it going to happen?
Yeah, I think we must get that from our own parliamentary office and also the I raised it. But Mamaka answered it that indeed this must be done. The question is how and when, because indeed we really need to start speaking to society rather than speaking to ourselves about plans we are doing. You might find even other members of parliament, and I know my mother and my mother, when I was still a whip, most of the time when we go to strategy meetings, this department was brutalized every day as if there is nothing that we are doing up until you give report, meaning that most of members of parliament are not aware of the good work you are doing, this said, because we are intervened and we don't talk to parliament, we don't talk to any community about what we are doing, whilst we are doing the of parliament and the of people. So as I have raised it, and as Mom Swai is raising it again, there must be a plan, members of the portfolio committee, most officials of the portfolio committee who are implementing. Domani, Sherin, Velem, of how are we going to communicate with the department that this report gets expansion? For instance, people should know what is our plan in terms of water resource, and if we can listen to this president every day, his interest is on water. The minister has said that our view, our responsibility today, is to regulate water in the society. And we must be in a position to can mitigate why we are saying that by showing what we are doing. And that process was called to parliament. I did say that there are 6 or 7 recommendations made by the department in the report that we must change those recommendations and so on. And then we implement, and we must do a plan of how to implement those 7 points as raised by the department as recommended to the portfolio committee. The portfolio committee must implement them. So we have a plan how to go to talk to communities about these issues as a community, as a portfolio committee. Anything you want to respond to deputy ministers?
I'm covered from my side, no?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we all agree that we will get those plans from yourself, Sheldon, and others. We have spoken to the department as well. The plan forward. It being the case, somebody is writing. Yes, that's what I was raising, honorable making, and I think we will together. From the office of the chair and the office of the deputy ministers, we will find a mechanism of how do we take this question further down to firstly to parliament and also to the communities at large. And I think we must come back to you and say that this is what we're going to do. If it means that we have to report to parliament, ask and stop parliament to report this program, we'll have to do that. It's very important.
Chairperson,
where are we now?
Closing remarks by the chairperson.
Okay, I've already done that. We do not have finished. We must have finished the past. And we must know the members that all members of the other parties were not in the meeting. The GA apologized, we agree. Mr. Hendricks apologized. The EFF did not. But there was only members of the AG in the meeting. It was up to me because I am not the standing group. I am the committee chair. Other members must come. Thank you very much. We have come to the end of the meeting. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.